This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. President Donald Trump is facing backlash today over two fronts. First, it was a question from VOA White House correspondent Steve Herman that initially opened the Pandora's box. He asked the president about whether the consortiums of states developing their own reopening plans actually pose a challenge to his authority to declare a national reopening amid the coronavirus pandemic. The president replied that, quote, he calls the shots and not the states, having the, quote, ultimate authority to decide when to reopen the country's economy. Political, constitutional, and journalistic punditry chose to disagree, including New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, who said Tuesday he would refuse and legally challenge any order by President Trump to reopen his state's economy amid the coronavirus pandemic if the order would put the public at risk. Also yesterday, President Trump presented a campaign-style video promoting his defense of his actions combating the emerging coronavirus earlier this year. The video, however, then skips over his actions during the entire month of February, when he often downplayed concerns. Now the president is trying to defend himself against news accounts showing that he was warned in February about the advance of the virus in the United States, even as he publicly dismissed concerns and said health officials had it under control. Meanwhile, the death toll in New York ticked up a bit after 2 days of being below the 700 mark, prompting analysts to seek out a ray of hope that the death toll may in fact be on its way down. Not the case, however, as overnight the city saw 768 deaths. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders on Monday formally endorsed his former rival, former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden, for the U.S. presidency in November. And today, media outlets are reporting that another endorsement is coming up, that of President Barack Obama. This is VOA News. NATO's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says he's seen examples of propaganda being used during the COVID-19 pandemic to try to divide the alliance. Stoltenberg spoke during a virtual news briefing Tuesday from Brussels, one day ahead of a NATO defense ministers conference, also to be held remotely. He said they will address how to respond to such disinformation, adding that an open and transparent press is the best bulwark against false information and propaganda. North Korea test-fired multiple short-range missiles today. Its latest military provocation comes just a day before an important national election in neighboring South Korea. The United Nations is transporting the first cargo of vital medical supplies today to a number of African countries to help them contain the spread of COVID-19. The supplies, which are provided by the World Health Organization and transported by the World Food Program, will be airlifted from Ethiopia to countries most in need. Latest reports put the number of coronavirus infections in Africa at more than 10,500, including more than 500 deaths, but the World Health Organization fears the epidemic could spread quickly because of the fragility of health systems throughout the continent. WFP notes its appeal for $350 million has been met with a tepid response. India extended a nationwide lockdown until May the 3rd as the number of coronavirus cases in the country continued to surge, but held out the possibility of easing restrictions in some places next week to help millions of daily wage workers. In a televised address to the nation on what was to be the last day of a three-week lockdown, Prime Minister Narendra Modi called on people to stay at home for another 19 days. Meanwhile, Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro and his health minister are in open conflict over the country's coronavirus response, leading many to worry that the far-right leader could soon fire the official who has played a major role in containing the outbreak. Officials in Florida say the professional wrestling organization World Wrestling Entertainment, or WWE, has been deemed an essential business and could potentially resume live shows from its Orlando training facility. Florida media report the company had been holding shows without audiences at that venue because of the coronavirus outbreak. Orange County Mayor Jerry Demings announced the decision Monday. He said the WWE was not initially designated as essential and therefore was not exempt from the state's stay-at-home order. Well, the decision was reversed after some conversation with Governor Ron DeSantis's office, which says that the WWE is considered essential along with any professional sports organization as long as they are closed to the general public. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca. This is VOA News.